It's been a big week for Rosemont Stud. Anthony Mithen joining us on the program this morning. How are you, Mitho?
Great, Kelly. How are you?
Very well. You must be very pleased with the results on the track in both Victoria and New South Wales this week.
Yeah, it has been a big week. It's nice when you get rewards like that and see the colours flash past the post first. And a lot of time and effort goes into everything about this business, but particularly getting winners. And we had a nice filly win at Geelong, only a maiden, but it was on Peter Moody's advice that we steer clear of the city tracks and stakes level early in her prep and just pop her maiden out of the way, which is very much Peter Moody's style. And being our racing manager these days, we listen intently to him, and it was great that Troy and Leon took the advice, and down we went to Geelong and got the maiden off in good style. So she's entered for the 1,000 guineas as a long range high end goal, but being from that beautiful Diamonds family, that New Zealand Diamonds family of Trista Love and Octagonal, and the one of the best New Zealand families in the stud book, she'll be a valuable mare for us one day, and hopefully with black type against her name. So that was exciting, and a nice winner in Sydney with Gay Waterhouse, a horse that we bred, and he's a half brother to two Group One winning Oaks winning fillies. So for him to win over 1500 in town early in his 3-year-old season was a great effort. So his name's Runaway, and long term goal maybe a spring champion in October, but plenty of water to go under the bridge.
True Excelsior, the filly that won at Geelong, is by Exceed and Excel, and she was a $450,000 New Zealand Bloodstock Premier Sale purchase from the Cambridge Stud draft, obviously. It goes to show when they win for you early that it's worthwhile investing at that level in trying to improve your broodmare band.
You're dead right, Joe. It's interesting that you should say that, because it was a heart-stopping moment to have hold the final bid of $450,000. Myself and my brother-in-law, who's my partner in Rosemont, did hold our breath, and I had to ring him. I was at the sale, and I rang him after. I said, "We got that filly. What did we pay? $450. Did you say $450? Yeah. We had to pay $450. But anyway, he's very pragmatic about these things, as I am, and said, "Look, we're going to have her forever. You know, so you pay that for the horse that you're going to have forever and breed 10 foals out of, and she becomes a mini business within a business, a filly with a pedigree like that. So you hold your breath now that she can perhaps get the stakes grade, and it becomes a whole lot easier to trade your way out of that sort of a price tag, not to mention the prize money. But ultimately, you're adding those rare diamonds out of special diamonds, pardon the pun, to your broodmare collection as a yearling, and you get the fun of racing them on the way through. So, hopefully we can have a lot of fun with her for the next 12, 18 months, and she joins the broodmare band as a very well-bred Exceeding Excel filly off a great farm like Cambridge Stud.
Can see why you were attracted to her as a yearling. She was a classic looking type and very typical of that family, Mitho.
She was, yeah, and look, she's a big filly, and Exceeding Excel, they can get them smaller and sharper, but she looked like a filly that might, just through her strength and her size and her precocity, get to the races at two, which she did. She was placed a couple of times in town from two starts at two, but long term, looking at her as a whole, you thought, well, she's going to be just a beautiful mile 3-year-old filly, and there happened to be a couple of nice races over a mile for 3-year-old fillies, so. We're off on a nice step this preparation. It was a Wednesday maiden, but Black Caviar's little daughter won a maiden at Geelong during the week as well. So you never know. From small things, big things can grow.
That's a great Paul Kelly song, Mitho.
Back in the day, looking at the bridge to the MCG, going, like we used to do with sports reporters at Channel 10 in the 10 days.
That's correct. It only feels like yesterday.
It does. Yeah.
Geelong, such a happy hunting ground for high-class fillies this week, of course, with the daughter of Black Caviar winning on Friday. So, overall, how are the rest of the racing stock going, Mitho, at the moment for Rosemont?
Yeah, good. We've got a nice team assembled. We've got some really good trainers on board, and most of those trainers have supported our operation, which is great. It's a great industry for that. If people sort of are supporting you, you support them back, and you get the opportunity to do that. And I suppose coming from that bit of a football background, I'm a bit of a rah-rah footy sort of bloke, I reckon, and it's nice to do it as a team. So we're getting a really good team together of people, and be it trainers, and Mark Young does a great job with our pre-training operation, and it's from the Spelling Farm. Olivia Blaine's come on board from New Zealand. She was one of Murray Baker's senior people in New Zealand, and she's come to run the Spelling Farm and doing an awesome job and dealing directly with those trainers that are training for us, and as well as the clients that are spelling with us. And it sort of seems to be coming together really nicely. We've put our toe in the water with Gay Waterhouse, and she's probably got 10 in work for us, bits and pieces of 10, and we've given her a couple of fillies that we wanted to retain to race. And we've had a bit of luck with Gay over the last 12 months with Speed Street coming out and winning that rich race at Bendigo, the $250,000 gold nugget, and he's on track for maybe a Caulfield Guineas preparation this time in, and trialled quite well during the week, and Runaway, wins in Sydney and heads to a perhaps sort of spring stakes at Newcastle and into a spring champion. So, and she's terrific. She spells everything in Victoria with us, and we've got a great rapport now with Mark Young and her. They're probably a bit the odd couple for those that know Mark. He's no nonsense, man of few words, just a real horseman. But they get along really well and communicate really well to get the best out of each and every horse. So it's I suppose if you get those processes right, the rest will take care of itself, Joe. So we're hopeful that Super Hayes, who ran a nice race yesterday, he's headed towards cup sort of races, and we can race him on as a gelding. He's a lovely horse to have a few people in with and race with mates and try and win a cup's race somewhere, be it the Mortlake Cup or the Melbourne Cup at some stage. Who cares? It'd be nice to do. So and some nice fillies coming through that are sprinkled around. Kieran Maher rang me during the week and said, "Look, you've got a nice Star Spangled Banner here that I'm really really liking the look of. It's just turned three." So we are racing a lot more horses now, Joe. So it has to bubble up to the surface, and we've got to win some nice races. And so the pressure's on a bit. But I just sort of got a feeling, a little bit like my feeling about the Tigers. I reckon we can go all right.
There's always hope, and I think it's proved a masterstroke too, getting Moods on board to help you with the placement of these horses as well.
It really has. We had a great day yesterday, actually, with a few of our trainer friends and Moods down at Cadinia Park at the footy, and he's really invested in what we're doing, and it's been quite an interesting sort of 6 months or so with Moods coming on board, just to see, I think, the light bulb going off for him that, hey, these guys are serious. This is a serious operation. They've got Rosemont owned 140 mares. We've got 3,500 acres. We've got our own pre-training set up. We've got our own spelling farm that I say is unrivaled in at least Victoria. We've got a breeding farm that is to die for. Suddenly there's a bit of a light bulb moment where he went, gee, these boys are having a real go. So, we're exposed in terms of our ownership to around 100 racehorses throughout Australia, from small percentages all the way through to 100. It's a big operation, and to have a guy with his intellect and smarts, and the best thing, Joe, is the relationship he's got with those trainers. They respect him unbelievably, and they listen to him, and he's got some just pearls of wisdom for them that give them the confidence to go and do a good job. And usually it's no fuss, but it's right on the money. So he's been really good for us, and I think he's enjoying that sort of team spirit that we offer as well.
Mm, nice to be able to direct a bit of traffic, but not have to get up at 3 a.m. to do it.
I think he's enjoying that as well. Although he did say to me yesterday, he rang me at 9:30 and said good afternoon. I said, you can't get out of the habit of getting up early, can you? So
no.
Yeah, but it's going really well.
And you invested, of course, in Tarzino, who will stand his first season at stud at Westbury in New Zealand this year. And it was interesting to see a photograph that was posted of him on Twitter this week, a rather dramatic photograph of him parading in front of some bloodstock people, rearing up in the air. So he looks ready to go.
It was that was the best photo I've ever taken on an iPhone, can I say? It was... I know I'm not being modest, but it was the best one I've taken, not the best one ever taken. It was, I couldn't believe it when I looked at my phone after I pressed the button and thought, did that really just happen? Did I really get that with Nick Price standing there underneath the horse and Sir Patrick Hogan and his Tarzino rearing up above them? It was a pretty good shot, if I do say so myself, but you know, occasionally you get lucky. So if anyone wants to go to our Rosemont Twitter handle, they can have a look at it there. But it was great to be over there to see him. He is a gorgeous horse, yeah, and he is all the deal, Tarzino. You know, with the added bonus that Vi Tavistock has done such a darn fine job at stud already and putting himself in the upper echelons of stallions in Australasia. So you combine Tavistock and Zabeel and you've got to have something, you know, going for you, I would have thought. Not to mention a Guineas win, a Derby win, and should have probably arguably won the Australian Guineas as well. He's a horse of high class. And the Kiwis, because, you know, things are pretty tough over there, they're letting people in for only 15,000 Kiwi. I reckon that's an absolute steal for a horse of his quality. So but we're really excited to be involved in him. We bought 30% to race before the Rose Hill Guineas when he won the Rose Hill Guineas, and we've retained all of that. Nigel and myself decided that we wanted as much exposure to that horse as possible. We made the hard but smart decision, I think. You know, we had to put ego to one side and say, while we do stand stallions, this horse is going to be best suited in New Zealand. With the Tavistock factor and the Zabeel factor combined, it was a no-brainer. And to find a partner like Westbury Stud was just awesome. Gary put his considerable weight behind the horse as well. He's sending 25 mares, we're sending 30, and they're high class. We bought 19 mares in Europe at the end of last year from the family of Hassili and beautiful Judmont families, and a lot of those mares have found their way to New Zealand to go to him. And we are taking it very, very seriously, despite the fact he's not standing with us. I'm definitely viewing that Rosemont do have a first-season stallion. It just so happens that he's standing in conjunction with Westbury in New Zealand to give that horse the very best commercial chance. So really excited about him. And I could not believe how good he looked when he was rearing up above Mick Price and Patrick Hogan. So, yeah, very excited if you hadn't already guessed.
No, that's great news. So I would imagine the take-up rate for him was strong this season.
Yes, yeah, he's got 130 mares booked at the moment. We had a meeting about him on Thursday over there with the good team at Westbury, and they're going to sort of cap him around that 150 and just see how it goes. First season stallions, you've got to be a little careful and see what they're up for, but he's a very masculine, very dominant sort of horse, so we suspect that libido will be high and 150 shouldn't be too much of a problem. But if you're thinking about him, you wouldn't want to think too much longer. I'd be giving Westbury a call and getting yourself locked in. So he'll be really exciting prospect for the New Zealand market.
And back in Victoria, of course, at Rosemont, you're standing Nostradamus, Starcraft and Toorak Toff.
Yeah, and it's a good little team. It's a budget team, to be fair. We haven't got any of the big wheelers, but we catering for those that are working off a budget. And I think Nostradamus is a great value bet, particularly given the polls. We've only seen three or four so far, but they are peas in a pod and they have strength and swagger about them. They are really nice foals. I know everyone says it, and so people will be taking all this with a grain of salt right now, but I'd encourage people to get out and have a look at them. We'll be active with some publicity shots coming up, so take a very careful eye on them, because at 8,000, with some, you know, if you're in before the season, there'll be a little discount. He's a terrific horse, being a son of Medaglia d'Oro, a fast horse himself, a one-time Golden Slipper winner, and not to mention a half-brother to a little stallion that's going all right in Star Witness at the moment. So You throw all that blood together, and at that sort of price, I'd defy there's a better value stadium than Nostradamus, certainly in Victoria. He got the most mares last year of any first-season stadium in Victoria, so you've got confidence that there's a big crop coming through behind you to get out there and run for you if you're thinking about playing in that second-season market and getting the lot. They look precocious and fast, and he was, and he was a good two-year-old winner himself, and I think you'd be really clever to be breeding yourself a second crop, Nostradamus, and watch that first crop come out running and look like the real smarty that gets all the cream. So we're really excited about him. We bought out Starcraft earlier in the year, and they're offering a fairly spectacular deal that really reinvigorated Starcraft and got him back on the map with breeders, which I'm really delighted about because he deserves to be a 100-mare stallion, I reckon, and that's what he's looking at this year with the Toss the Boss deal, which is $8,000 is his service fee, and we're fixed on that. But the catch is that you only pay for what you want. And if you want a colt and you get a colt, you pay the $8,000. If you want a colt and you get a filly, you don't pay anything, and vice versa. If you're looking for a filly and you get a filly, you pay. If you get a colt and you're wanting a filly, you don't pay. So it's a bit of a novel deal, but it certainly sparked people's interest because, after all, we're all punters in this game, aren't we? So breeders, people who, the owners and the punters themselves and the TABs, we're all natural-born punters, so people are liking that punt, and his book's going very nicely, building through mid-80s, and we'll easily get to 100, which we're very excited about. So that deal's going to stand until September, Joe. So anyone thinking about Starcraft probably wants to give us a ring ASAP to make sure they're locked and loaded for that. So, and Turo Costa, a good job. We're happy with him. He's getting his winners. He's a lovely, relaxed sort of horse that's throwing that temperament into his horses, and his winning strike rate is excellent compared on a comparable basis, and he just needs that big horse, and we're not unaware of that at Rosemont, and as a result we're letting people on at a ridiculously low rate. So anyone who's looking at a real budget option to a Toff, and you just want to breed a winner, race a winner, breed the race, I mean, he's a great option this year, because next year if he does get that big horse or two, that offer won't exist. So might be a year to have a think about him too.
Very good. Great to catch up with you, Mitho, and see all the success you're having both on the breeding and racing side for Rosemont.
Good on you, Joe. It's been a pleasure, and good luck to those embarking on breeding season 2017. It's a lot of hard work, and I wish everyone all the success.
Anthony Mithen from Rosemont.